It's almost the end of the day when it comes to the conversations. I'm sure there'll be many, many more conversations later on, possibly over a drink. We're just kind of finishing and wrapping up at the future of the web discussion. I'm perusing some of the statements on the post-it notes, some of the comments on the tablecloths. There's a map of Ireland for some reason, and pretty much everybody's gone. It's just myself, documentally. There's Hannah Nicklin.
Hello.
And Ian Waring from Manchester, and that's your Twitter name, isn't it?
That's right, at Ian Waring.
Now, you were at, I mean, we've been at loads of conferences in the last couple of weeks and events like this where people get together and attempt and try to talk about how they're going to change the world. You were at an unconference recently. Can you draw some parallels or tell me how that was different to now?
Yeah, sure. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago now. It was the bar camp in Manchester. I think it was the second Manchester bar camp to take place, and that was over at Contact Theatre. And that was my first bar camp and also my first on conference, really. So I didn't really know what to expect walking into that conference. And from comparing the two, I found they were both sort of very much focused around user-generated discussion, and that it was the very much participant-driven. And so that was certainly the case for both conferences. Felt that with the Barcamp one, that is a more established model, and I think that it does have quite an established sort of following.
How do you feel the kind of Open 09 model and the turtles and the way everything's being networked? Of course, it's only halfway through. I mean, tomorrow you've got the Mega Turtle and everything. How do you think that's worked so far?
I really like the idea of the blogs. I think that works quite well. I think that it got people sort of engaged quite early on, and they were able to sort of dip in and out of the different
Do you mean on the website before we got here? Yeah, the idea that you could connect with other people who are going to be
yes,
coming.
Yes, yeah. That
kind of preemptive networking.
Yeah, very much so. So there was already sort of debate going on generated by the blogs.
Yeah, and I was amazed. Hannah was telling me, I've just been involved in this conversation, this conference, and I was like, where the hell have I been? Oh, yeah, I've been working. And you're meant to be working, but you were involved in the conversations.
Well, that's part of my work, because it's part of my research. I do think that was a really, really good point to it. But I think that I have seen a few people in the Twitter stream complaining a little about the way that they've done the live blogs for this. They're saying that they're finding it less useful to have a live blog, and it would be much more useful if they just had audio on the live stream.
Yeah, we were talking about the possibility of a roving mic that maybe was just continually streaming audio, and you had a commenter between, or the mic was passed like some kind of relay documenter, and they could wander from room to room, and you never really knew. There's even a possibility that you could, and this is just off the top of my head now, geotag, so you know exactly where certain mics are. You could click on the mics on the maps and get the audio live fed from that point. That I think would be infinitely more valuable than a live blog, because I mean, I don't know who some of the people are that are typing some of the comments, but then
it was a much more difficult job to have to try and pick out interesting and relevant facts whilst you're listening to people talk
and move around tables. You're going to lose the thread from the
original. It's not so much live, because what they're having to do is take down shorthand, go back to the live blog and write down what's happening. Not that liveness is all, but I think it's more representative of what's happening in the venue.
That's right, and of course people are going to be archiving from the live blog and trying to make a bit of a more concise piece later.
Something I noticed from the Twitter stream this morning was that there was a lot of people that obviously signed up to attend today and they weren't able to come for whatever reason.
It could have been twice the size, couldn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely, but I mean aside from that point, it's there were some people saying that they were going to be keeping their eyes out on the Twitter stream to see what was happening here and keep their eye on the website as well. And I think that was an opportunity for live streaming sort of in and out of the Turtle. And it would have been great if there was sort of cameras set up here, sort of the roving mics, as you say, and that the discussion was then being streamed on the net, and then people could then respond from their computers at home or at work.
Tomorrow there is going to be a live streamed debate panel.
I think the whole of it, I think you'll be on that panel. So whoever's not here will be able to check back and get some of the summaries tomorrow. I don't think the roaming live streaming mic model has actually been invented yet. Maybe that's the future of the web conference.
Maybe we'll talk to the guys at Audioview about it.
I think it's worked really well. There's definitely you've got to think about how little time they've had to get this together. I love the fact, these are my very positive points about this, I've walked into a completely different group of people, totally different group of people. The future of journalism and media that I was at earlier on, I was to-ing and fro-ing. There's so many interesting titles. Should I really stick with something that I feel like I know a little bit about? So glad I did. I really had my knowledge base stretched. There were some very new and interesting ideas coming out of the discussions that we had there. So very pleasantly blown away. But if I was to come back here next year, I would probably put my name down for some way out there random topic that I know nothing about. I think there's definitely a lot of space for that. What about yourself?
Yeah, no, I think that it's been really good. I mean, I was doing performance features, which is very linked to what I'm doing, so I was there. But it was really brilliant that there were a couple of people from the industry in between performers and audiences, so the people who program tours and the people who work with actors, get them jobs and stuff, because their work's kind of becoming much less relevant as, you know, we have access to means of distribution ourselves, as actors can find their own work because they have access to the internet, they can email out CVs, they don't need that front-facing thing anymore. So it's important to remember the people whose jobs are becoming less relevant in a digital age, and how do we reform their jobs, or how do we bring them back into the industry, I think was an important point I've taken away from it.
What are you going to take away from this, Ian? Apart from some of those free things I saw you stealing.
Well, I mean, I've just been at the Future of the Web Turtle all day myself today, and there are other turtles which I'd have been very interested in listening into and participating in. The games one in particular is one that I feel like I might have missed out on. So I think tomorrow is going to be really interesting for, because obviously today is being focused around people who've made the conscious decision to come and speak about one subject, whereas tomorrow it's going to be much broader and much more open. And we're going to learn a lot tomorrow about the shared sort of issues which are affecting all of the creative and digital industries. And I think that there's going to be a lot to come out of that tomorrow.
Brilliant. Well, don't forget, if you did want to catch up on some of the turtles and discussions that have gone on today, you can check them out. They are linked on open09.com. Tomorrow there's going to be an awful lot more thrown up there as well. I, unfortunately, will be catching up online, so I will probably finish up by posting a bit more to the Postrus that we've been doing today, open09.postrus.com. No doubt Hannah will be throwing some more stuff up there tomorrow. And we've got some kind of guest contributors who said, can I email some stuff in, which is really good. And so all kinds of random comment and content will be coming up in there. I'm going to make sure that over the next couple of days I catch up with the conversation here, because I've met some really cool people, and I imagine tonight there'll be even more networking to be done at some kind of random 3D disco stroke VIP canapé night. All I can see are the three-dimensional letters that spell canapé. Can you spell canapé?
I really can't. I think there's an E acute in it.
There certainly is an E acute in it.
Excellent. As long as it's acutely tasty, I don't mind. Thanks very much, guys.